dasher in and dashed it up and down until the butter came to the top.
Mm-hmm. And if the butter, you say you kept the cottage cheese and the butter in the well.
Then it didn't sour. It was cool and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a term dairy for a place to keep things cool?
Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you describe that a little bit more?
It usually in a hillside and on the ponds in the winter, they thawed the ice and put it in there to make it extra cool. In fact, lemonade in July came from that ice that was cut off the pond in the early time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the spring houses where water for the household was brought up a hill ordinarily from a spring, just like in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And a gourd dipper, always probably on a tree root down by. And the spring house was back in the hill where the water ran under the lower part of the spring house, and then it had shelves in it where the butter and the milk and the pies that you wanted to keep, or any kind of food that you wanted to keep cool, was kept in this spring house.
Now, what was the dairy then?
Well, it's just where they kept the milk all and milk products to keep them from spoiling.
I see what
Very similar to a spring house.
I see. In other words, it was a kind of construction, small, like a spring.
But dairy, in the term that we use it today, is a barn for the care of the animal.
Mm-hmm. But it had that special meaning, place to keep
the products
cool.
Because all the stock stayed inside the barn.
Mm-hmm. Suppose butter got very old.
It was rancid then.
Then it became rancid. And I think we talked about this before, but I have to ask you to go through it again. Different material or different preparations from cornmeal that you recall. You just read a fine recipe.
Yes.
One.
Uh-huh.
Would you name other things?
Cornmeal was a very important ingredient in all chess pies. And there was cornmeal cake, Johnny cake, when it was sweetened and light, fixed with a yeast dough.
Oh, Johnny cake?
Johnny cake.
Light bread.
It can be a sweet bread,
mm-hmm.
not just a cornbread. Corn dodger and mush and hominy.
You know what mush is?
Grits.
Yes,
it's the same thing as grits.
Would you define some of these terms? Now, dodger, would you?
Well, they made up the cornmeal with hot water and shaped it in took a tablespoon and shaped it like the, and had the fat very hot, dropped it in, it browned on all sides, very similar to the onion cakes you serve with fish.
Hush puppies?
Hush puppies.
I see.
It was a forerunner of the hush puppy, really. And you ate it while it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
With turnip greens. Then they call it salad.
I see. How about, did you make anything that would be dropped in the liquid?
Dumplings?
Yes. Now, is that corn dumplings?
You can make corn dodger's different. Corn dumplings. Corn dodger has the crisp.
Fried.
Uh-huh.
And, but the corn dumplings
is into the boiling water.
Now, you mentioned mush and
well, after it got cold, it could still be utilized, mush, and it was fried and used very